Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB. DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 13th edition. Got a 15-gamer on tap. I haven't had a full slate in a little bit of a time, and this is a doozy. Lots to go on with tonight. Hope everybody had a good Monday. Saw some good Toronto stacks in the chats today, or last night, so that's good to see. A little bit of differentiation went a long, long ways, and it works every once in a blue moon, and that's how you play MLB DFS, so good to see there. Keller got it done. Brock Stewart got it done for our value arms of the night. So overall, pretty solid stuff. Again, 15-game slate tonight. It's going to be a wild one. You got 9 totals over 9.5. You got 5 totals over 10. You got 13 team totals of 5 or more already. Lots and lots of offense. You got some weather concerns to worry about as well. Looking at the totals on this slate, you got Astros at the White Sox, total of 9. Orioles, Yankees, 10. Cubs, Phillies, 10. Reds, Nationals, 10.5. Rangers, Blue Jays, 9.5. Red Sox, Indians, 8. Dodgers, Marlins, 8. Seattle, Detroit, 9. Mets, Braves, 9.5. Twins, Brewers, 10.5. Cardinals, Royals, 9.5. D-backs, Colorado, 12. A's, Giants, 8. Pirates, Angels, 9.5. And Rays, Padres, 8. So some really nice pitching environments and some really, really good hitting environments to target. For the weather front at this point in time, as things can change throughout the day, but Baltimore and the Yankees, 35 to 40% chances, kind of gets a little worse as the night goes on, so keep an eye on that one. Chicago at Philly, 30% and increasing as the night goes on there. And then Cincinnati and Washington, about 25 to 30% around there, so that should be interesting as well. So three main places, one, of course, the Nationals, where they just love to be great with their weather reports. So keep an eye on those, should be quite interesting. But other than that, we can get crack-a-lackin' on your pitching on tonight's slate. You got Clayton Kershaw at $11,800. He leads the way as the top-priced option and the probably overall best pitcher on the slate, but it depends if you can pay for him and want to pay for him. You know, he's got 33, 28, 32, 26, 28 in 5 of his last 6 starts. His lowest score was a 17 over that period. Very, very solid floor. He's faced Miami once this year, 6 shutout innings with 10 Ks for 32 DraftKings points. Goes into pitcher-friendly Miami. It's a great spot for Kershaw. If you want to pay all the way up, knock yourself out. He's a minus 230 road favorite against a team that strikes out 26% of the time versus lefties. And Miami has the lowest team total of 2.95. Lefties 266, righties 294 versus Kershaw. So Kershaw's a great play at 11.8 if you want to go all the way up. Next, I look at Zach Greinke at 10.7. He was the top option on Monday. It got rained out. Now you can go back to Greinke against the Chicago White Sox and get a team that will strike out a hefty amount of times, 26% of the time, versus right-handed pitching. So lots to like there with Greinke, like we talked about yesterday. A White Sox team with a 296 wOBA and a 143 ISO versus right-handed pitching. They struggled tremendously. Greinke's got a bunch of upside there at $10,700. Last but not least, in this 10K and above range, you got Matt Boyd at $10,300. Boyd at home has got a 3.88 ERA, averaging about 19 DK points per start. He's faced Seattle once this year, 6 1/3, 3 hits, 1 earned, 10 Ks for 29 DraftKings points. He's a strikeout machine. He'll give up some long balls from time to time. He got beat up by the Royals his last time out, but prior to that, 22 at Texas, 29 at Seattle, 21 at Philly, 16 at Cleveland, 22 at KC, 29 at the White Sox, 26. 20-plus point machine, phenomenal matchup at home, and pitcher-friendly Detroit against the Mariners, a team total just above 4. Lefties 274, righties 294 versus Boyd. And when you look at Boyd, a Mariners team that strikes out 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching right now. And the Tigers are not good, and Boyd is still a minus 160 home favorite. So Boyd at 10-3 could be the best play up here price-wise, overall production-wise. But it's really interesting. I got Greinke 1, I got Kershaw 2, and I got Boyd 3 up top. But Boyd, the more and more you look at him, the matchup, the price, everything, he stands out as a great play. So don't, just because he's ranked third here doesn't mean he's not a good play. He's a great play if you want to go up here. Kershaw and Greinke might have higher ceilings, but Boyd is in a phenomenal spot that can do just as well, if not better, with the right circumstances. When you drop below 10K, you got the likes of Zach Wheeler at $9,400. This is a good contrarian GPP play. The Braves' bats have been pretty red hot. Wheeler's faced him twice this year, averaging 15 points per start. He's averaging 18 points on the road this year. He's coming off three straight 21-plus point performances against Miami, at the White Sox, against Pittsburgh. So not world beaters by any means. But prior to that hiccup at Philly, it was 23 against the Yankees, 23 against Philly, 24 against the Chicago Cubs. So a good run of six or seven starts here with Zach Wheeler, and included a little stint on the IL in between there as well. But he faces an Atlanta team that strikes out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Atlanta's team total is just below 5. Lefty's 309, righty's 288 versus Wheeler. So really, really interesting GPP play, because he won't be high-owned, because people love the Braves, and for good reasons. The Braves' bats are very, very good. They're at home. It's a contrarian play, but Wheeler's one of those guys that could deal in an environment like this, and that's a tremendous upside if you want to get weird. If not, no worries at all. I think a popular play tonight at $9,000 will be Jack Flaherty at the Kansas City Royals. On the season, Flaherty's been much better at home than on the road, but as of late, he's just pitching great, period. 33 points at the Dodgers his last time out. He had 36 at home against the Cubs, 25 at home against the Astros, 18 at Cincy, 26 against Pittsburgh, 24 at the Giants. So that's a run of like six just outstanding starts. Your lowest total is 18.5 points. Most of them were well over 20. Now he goes into Kansas City against a team that's pretty depleted, a team that's just every once in a while shows up. And trust me, if you've listened long enough, you know we jump on the Royals when they're in the right spot. So right now, they're not. Flaherty at minus 180, road favorite. The Royals strike out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Flaherty a near 29% K rate, 37.5% ground ball rate. And you got a Royals team with a team total just above 4. Lefty's 351 versus Flaherty, but righty's only 252. And it's a pretty righty-dominant lineup, at least the big names in that lineup. So if the right Flaherty shows up, he could absolutely deal tonight. And at $9,000, could be a steal at that price point. Mad Bum, $8,600 at home against the A's. It's more of a cash game play than a GPP. An ERA just above 3 at home this year, averaging 18 DraftKings points. 24.6 against the Phillies. We'll leave the Coors start out. But then at the Padres, 20. Cubs, 19. Mets, 26. At Milwaukee, 19. He's got that 25-plus point upside, but mainly he's like a high teens, low 20s type guy. He's $8,600. It's a great price point for someone like that. He's got like SP2 GPP relevance. I guess even SP1 if you really want to just punt and get a lot of bats. I have no problem with Mad Bum. Really good cash game floor in this matchup versus the A's. An A's team that strikes out 21.5% of the time versus lefties. Mad Bum minus 115 home favorite. He has a 23.5% K rate of his own to go with a 37% ground ball rate on the season. And when you look at the Oakland A's, they have a team total of 3.9. It's the fourth lowest on the slate. You have the Marlins, the White Sox, the Orioles, and then the A's. So Mad Bum's got the fourth lowest team total against on the slate. Lefties 265, righties 327. The A's do have a lot of pop versus lefties, but they'll also lose the DH tonight, so no Crush Davis. So keep that in mind. But Mad Bum at 86, very, very much in play tonight. Last but not least, Brendan McKay at 8,100 should be a fun play here at the San Diego Padres. He's been much better on the road this year, 2-6 road ERA compared to 5-6 at home. He had 17 against Toronto, 19 at Boston, beat up at home against the White Sox, 24 at Baltimore, only 8 against the Yanks, 22 against Texas. So it's all or nothing, it seems like, with McKay. He gets to hit in San Diego, so that'll be fun to see because he actually knows what he's doing with the bat. And he faces a Padres team that strikes out 26.5% of the time versus lefties to go with McKay's 26.5% K rate. 32% ground ball rate. I'd like that to be a little better, but not horrible. And you got a Padres team with a 3.9 team total. just above the A's. Lefties 339, righties 314. First, Brendan McKay. So McKay at $8,100. Very much GPP relevant tonight. So in this middle, I got Flaherty 1, Wheeler 2, McKay 3, Mad Bum 4. Again, these are all very viable plays. Mad Bum's a great cash game play. McKay a little more GPP relevant. Flaherty's the one that you want for sure in this price range. Now, when you drop below 7K, you got a few punts you can target. Max Fried, 6,700 at home against the Mets. The Mets have been playing extremely well of late, extremely well. So keep that in mind. You got a Fried who's got a 3.75 home ERA, getting about 12 points per game at home. He's faced the Mets twice this year, struck out 12 and 11 while giving up 5 earned, averaging 16 points per performance. In his recent starts, 25.8 at Minnesota, 23.6 at home against Cincinnati, 14 at Philly, 22.3 at Milwaukee. So he's got 22 plus in 3 of 4, 14 or more in 4 straight. We saw him pitch really well earlier in the year, had a little hiccup in the middle, but he's been back to being a really, really good pitcher of late. Faces that, again, a Mets team that's been swinging it well, but strikes out a little less than 21% of the time versus lefties. Fried, 24% K rate, 54% ground ball rate, which is always a great way to equalize some pop, something to definitely keep in mind there. And you got a Mets team with a team total of 4.5, just below middle of the pack. Lefties 257, righties 305. So when it comes to GPP plays, Max Fried at 67, definitely an option tonight. Brett Anderson at 64 at the Giants, you know, pitcher-friendly AT&T Park. You got Brett Anderson coming off a 15-point performance at the Cubs. Very up-and-down type guy, usually a pretty good floor, can get hit around at times. He's an option at 64. Another option coming off a couple of really good starts, you know, once a not a highly, highly touted prospect, but one that was respected, is Joe Ross of the Nats, $5,500. Really kind of an up and down this year, but he's made a few starts of late, 24.5 at the Giants, 18.4 at Arizona. He had a 6 against the Dodgers, 12 at Atlanta. So that's the last 4 starts since he's kind of been thrown back into the rotation. Gone at least 5 innings in 3 of those 4 starts. He's $5,500 at home against the Reds, a Reds team that's not bad at all. But they do have some strikeouts, 23.5% K rate versus righties. To go against Ross's 20% K rate, 43% ground ball rate. A Reds team with a 5.15 team total. Lefties are hitting 408, righties 359. A lot of that was factored in earlier in the year when Ross wasn't nearly as locked in, is not the right word, but kind of in the groove he's in right now. Can Ross get hit around? Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. That's very, very possible. But for $5,500, there's definite GPP upside with a guy like Ross. Last but not least, UC Kikuchi at 5,300 at Detroit. He's faced the Tigers once this year, 6 2/3, 7 hits, 2 earned, 4 Ks for 15. I would take 15. That was 3 starts ago. He had 21 in his last start against the Padres. He got beat up at Houston. He got beat up by the Angels. At the Angels for 6 points. Oakland, 19. He is very, very up and down. Very, very a GPP play. Usually takes advantage of bad teams. The Tigers are a bad team. Does it mean he's going to do it? No. Kikuchi's very, very volatile. But one thing we do know is the Tigers strike out 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Kikuchi, 17% K rate, 45% ground ball rate. And you got a Tigers team with a team total below 5. So you got one of the cheapest pitchers on the slate facing a team with a total below 5. Lefties, 326. Righties, 342 versus Kikuchi. And this Tigers team has a 297 wOBA and a 145 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So it's definitely a punt. It's not a locked-in punt by any means, but someone to keep in mind. So I got Ross 1, Kikuchi 2, Anderson or Fried 3, Anderson 4 when you're breaking down the punts tonight. Recapping this slew of pitching options. Up top, Greinke, Kershaw, Boyd. That has nothing against Boyd. Boyd's still a great play. If you want to go to Boyd for ownership and whatnot, no problem at all. In the middle, Flaherty, Wheeler, McKay, Bumgarner. Bumgarner is a great cash game play with GPP upside. And then down below, Ross, Kikuchi, Fried, and Anderson. So as you can tell, lots of ways to go on a 15-game slate. And you might think that was a lot of pitchers. That's only 11 of the 30 possible. So I'll only give you a third, basically, because you're going to need to build. If you're going to build just a couple lineups and you want to get different, I'd say Boyd, Flaherty, Fried, Ross. That'd kind of be the main the main builds I'd be looking at if you want to get really weird on this slate. All right, let's get to the bats on this 15-game mega slate. Catcher's position, and again, there's going to be tons of options on this slate, so if you have any questions, come join us in the Fantasy Sports Degen Slack chat or become a member at thequantedge.com in the member Discord. We can help you there. You can get the rest of MLB for free if you use promo code Bubba when you buy the NFL season for $149.99. It's a great deal. Highly recommend it. Preseason week two kicking off this week. You don't want to miss that. Thequantedge.com. So use promo code Bubba when you buy the NFL season pass for $149.99. You get the rest of baseball free. Also, if you just want to try out the Quant Edge, you can go to the new website and sign up for a free one-week trial. Go check that out. That's a new feature to the site. Just go see everything that's going on. Start on a Thursday and run through a Thursday or something, whatever you want to do. But go check it out, thequantedge.com. All right, the catcher's position. You got Alex Avila or Carson Kelly in Coors. Kelly went deep last night, both in play tonight. El Garri, GPP only at 43 versus John Means. Keep that in mind. But Wilson Ramos, if you're not using Freed at 43, is intriguing. Ramos averaging 11 over his last 10. Big-time lefty matcher, 10-14, 7-6, 18 in his last 5. Definite upside there at 43 against Freed if you want to go that direction. Sliding on down, though, like Travis d'Arnaud at 43 versus Eric Lauer has got some appeal to it for sure in that matchup. Jason Castro versus Chase Anderson is only 4K. That's got a little bit of upside for you there, too. Austin Romine, if he gets to start instead of Gary, is 38. I'd imagine Gary's playing, but you never know. Going on to the mid-threes and below now. Excuse me. You got the likes of maybe a Jonathan Lucroy if he cracks the Cubs lineup at 36 versus Jason Vargas. That's got some upside to it. Jake Rogers of the Detroit Tigers at 35 is averaging 7.5 over his last 10. 0, 14, 6, 2, 14. A prospect with a little bit of pop there. He's 3,500 versus Kikuchi. That's a good value if you're not going Yusei Kikuchi. So give Jake Rogers a look for you there. Farther down, like a Tucker Barnhart at 34 versus Joe Ross. He's definitely in play for you. Buster Posey at 34 versus Anderson is an option as a cheaper play as well. Troy Walters, if he gets to start for Colorado, he's only $3,300 in Coors. That's got some appeal to it. John Hicks of the Tigers at 31 versus Kikuchi. He's in play as a nice value as well. Other than that, you got Yadier Molina at 3K. He's back from the IL. He gets Glenn Sparkman tonight, so that's a hell of a value with Yadier at 3K. Keep an eye on him as well. And then when you drop below 3K, it's going to be like Danny Jansen against Lynn at 28. It's GPP only. Jorge Alfaro's GPP only against Kershaw. Not must plays at all, but we saw Danny Jansen go deep yesterday, as we talked about. Stallings of Pittsburgh at 27, been swinging it well, put up a 25 spot last night. 25, 3, 5, 18 in his last 4. He's 2,700 versus Griffin Canning. He'd be a punt option. Then other than that, just check your lineups as you'll get your usual suspects down here of Mathis and Stassi and a couple other guys based on who is in the lineups. First base, you got Big Meat Pete at 52 versus Freed. If you're fading Freed, that's a sexy play for you. You got Yuli Gurriel at 48. It's not bad. You got Christian Walker and Coors at 48. Got some upside to it as well. But when you slide on down, Josh Bell, he ring-a-ding-ding again last night. 3 homers in his last 2 games. He has 16 or more points in 3 of his last 4. Gets Griffin Canning tonight. Canning's good. I'm not going to say he's not. But you got a Pittsburgh team with a 4.2 team total. Lefties 303, righties 290. They put a butt-whooping down on Suarez last night. Canning's a better pitcher, but at the same time, good upside there with Josh Bell at 4,600. You can go to Paul Goldschmidt at 44 in a great spot versus Sparkman. Goldie's averaging over 8 his last 10, 34, 7, and 10 in his last 3. Big time upside versus Sparkman. You look at St. Louis. Where'd you go, cards? 5.4 team total. Lefties 367, righties 355 versus Sparkman. So Goldie at 44, very much relevant tonight. Jock Jams at 43, GPP only. It sucks going to Miami, but it is Jordan Yamamoto, who's been giving it up a bit of late. So you can look at his direction. Jose Ozuna at 43 is worth the look if you're stacking Pittsburgh only. Brandon Dixon at 41, a nice cheapie. If you're fading Kikuchi, you want guys like Dixon averaging 7.5 over his last 10. You know, it's not sexy. 0-6, 0-7, 2-8. But then he had that run of 10, 12, 13, 17. He's got some sneaky pop, and he comes from the right side of the plate. It's in the middle of that Detroit order. He's $4,100. Detroit's got a total just below 5. Righties are hitting 342 off Kikuchi. So Dixon, if you're fading Kikuchi, Dixon at 41 is a value you can definitely get behind if you're looking for some today. Joey Votto at 4K. Lefties can get to Ross. Votto had a nice night last night at 14 points. He has 7 or more points in 4 straight games. Very good cash game play at 4,000 with a little bit of GPP upside. I mentioned Jake Lamb yesterday as a sneaky nice GPP play with Coors in play. He went deep for 18 points. He's boom or bust, but it's Coors Field. It's $4,000 for a guy that's going to get probably 4-plus at-bats against pitchers you can definitely take advantage of. They have a 5.8 total tonight. Lefty's written 346 off John Gray. So Jake Lamb is definitely GPP viable. He's first base, third base eligible at $4,000. That is a very solid play when you're playing Coors Field. You look for the value plays. You look for the different plays. Jake Lamb was one last night. Does it work every day? No. But you got to set yourself up in positions to win, and that is one to make it happen. When you go down a little farther, you got the likes of Howie Kendrick should be back from the IL. He's $3,800 versus Wood. He's been struggling a lot, but if you need to go there, you can. I'd rather look at Votto at 4K or slide on down to likes maybe a Miguel Cabrera at 37 versus Kikuchi. That's got a little bit of interest to me. Jesus Aguilar at Tampa Bay, 37 versus Lauer. Aguilar put up 16 last night, 16, 6, 8 in his last three. $3,700 value play against the lefty and Lauer is someone to take a look at. A few others before we move on from the position. Again, it's super deep as always. But Justin Smoke's 3,200 had a big night last night. At that price point, he's almost GPP viable every single night. I like Lance Lynn a lot. I respect the hell out of Lance Lynn. But $3,200 is always worth a look with his kind of upside. Second base, you got Ketel Marte and Coors, which is great. So is Eduardo Escobar. Both phenomenal plays. You got Jose Altuve, who we liked a lot, versus Cease last night. You got him again tonight at $5,200. So some nice big plays above 5K if you need to go there. Another 5K play, Keston here at $5,000. Very good spot versus Martin Perez. Put up a 0 on Sunday, but then 14, 11, 39 his previous three games. Martin Perez is not the Martin Perez of old. You got a Brew Crew team with a team total of 5.45. You can definitely get to Martin Perez. So give Keston here a look at 5,000. When you drop down, Ozzy Albies has been white hot. I like Wheeler a lot, but if you're not pitching Wheelers and you want to get some upside, Ozzy Albies is your guy at $4,600. Same with Johnny Villar at 45 versus Domingo Herman, who has had quite a few hiccups of late. So keep those two in mind. You got Gleyber Torres, second base shortstop eligible, and all he does is destroy the Baltimore Orioles. Destroys them. He's $4,400, but 43 points last night, 14 the game before. He hit 3 homers in 2 games yesterday. He just loves facing the Baltimore Orioles. Absolutely crushes them. He's at $4,400 versus John Means tonight. Will be probably very, very popular, but for pretty good reasons. If you're stacking Milwaukee, don't sleep on Moustakas versus a lefty, but only in a stack. Because you got Ryan McMahon at $4,300. He was 42 yesterday. We loved him. I told you, great cash game play. He went deep for 16 points. He's got 16, 11, and 9 in his last three. Tons of upside against Zach Gallen. I love Gallen, but Gallen stepping into Coors might be an interesting task for the young kid. And you get a guy like Ryan McMahon at only $4,300. That is sneaky nice in that situation. I mentioned Rogan Odor yesterday at only $3,800 at GPP. He went to Ding Dong City. He has 10 or more points in 2 of his last 4. Big time upside in that matchup versus Pinones. He has lefties just fine at $4,100. When you drop down below 4K, you got guys like Josh Van Meter's only $3,900 versus Ross. That's got some upside to it. Kevin Newman maybe at 38 if you need to get weird, but like Kevin Biggio is only 37 versus Lynn, hitting towards the top of that order. If you want to get contrarian, you can go there. The Jays are going to be in play a lot the rest of the year. That's just going to keep it plain and simple for you there. Lots of options for them. Otherwise, you're going to check lineups. There's a few guys here and there, but nothing really standing out as must plays right now. Adam Frazier's 3,300. D. Gordon's back. He's 32. Scooter Jeanette's 32 versus Anderson. Brock Holt's 31. Jose Peraza's 31. So there's definite values down here, but nothing standing out right out the gate. man, they DK slack, and they still don't have the new kid for Arizona in there yet. That sucks. We could add some serious value, but they don't have Rojas in there yet. Heading over to third base, you got Eduardo Escobar once again. Is a really good play, but Bregman at 53 is a very nice pivot off of Escobar or even Arenado at 53. So Bregman, good pivot off of those. You go down to Gio Urshela, who had another big game yesterday's 5K. He hit a homer in game one, still put up 13 in game two. He has 10 or more points in four straight. He has 10 or more points in seven of his last eight of his last 10. He's been a monster. He's 5K and a very good play tonight against John Means and the rest of the Orioles pitching. So good looks there for Gio Urshela. Mentioned Gurriel. Rafael Devers, good contrarian play at 48 versus Clevenger. So is Hunter Dozier versus Flaherty, but I just try to get to Urshela. I think that's a smash spot for you there. J.D. Davis, good GPP play, third base outfield eligible versus Max Fried. Again, if you're not using Fried, he can get hit around it from time to time. Davis, 5, 16, 21, 3, 14, 19, 6, 23. So massive upsides with J.D. Davis at 47. You slide on down some more. You could look, again, Moustakas at 44 is relevant. Manny Machado at 41, GPP only, but does have some upside. Same with Brian Anderson versus Kershaw. I respect the hell out of Kershaw, but Brian Anderson in a GPP at 4K has got some upside. Jake Lamb at 4K, we've already expressed our love for that one. Evan Longoria is back from the IL, 17 and 19 in his last two against Philly. Hits lefties extremely well, gets Brett Anderson tonight. Giants have a 4.15 team total, lefties 288, but righties 367 off Anderson. So if you want to get super weird, which I don't think you need to, but you could, Evan Longoria at 4K is very much an option there. Dropping below 4K, Matt Chapman's been quiet, but he's 39 versus Bumgarner. Vladito at 39 versus Lynn. Again, Lynn's a great pitcher, but Vlad, 18 points last night, 17 in his start prior to that. The upside is tremendous with Vladito at 3,800. Good savings and a GPP if you need to go there. You got Carpenter at 38 versus Sparkman as an option. Marwin Gonzalez at 37 versus Chase Anderson is in play. Jace Peterson at 36 versus Herman is an option for you as well. So some interesting plays. Matt Duffy at 35 versus Lauer if you need to punt the position. Colin Moran at 33 is an option as well. Let me get a quick drink of water. All right, the shortstop position. I got Trevor Story and Coors. He went deep last night. Definitely in play again tonight. But Bregman at 53 is what I really like. Or Correa at 52. Correa's been just white hot. Talked about him a lot on yesterday's show. Just really, really scorching hot since the start of since his return from the IL. So $5,200. Really good look there. Javi Baez at only 51 versus Jason Vargas is very, very appealing. Javi's been crushing lefties this season. Like, the numbers are scary against left-handed pitching. So give Javi a look at 51. Jorge Polanco at 47. VR at 45. I think that VR plays super GPP. Nice. Only put up 5 and 6 in the two games of the doubleheader yesterday. GPP upside, though, with a guy like Johnny VR. You got Xander Bogaerts against Clevenger in a GPP. That's fine. Like, Nick Ahmed went deep yesterday. He's $4,300 back in Coors today. Bo Bichette's only 4,100 at a monster game again last night. 29 more points last night. Stole a bag. 4 for 6. 2 doubles. These Jays, guys. These freaking Jays. I know it's a tough matchup versus Lynn, but even against Lynn, they're respected enough to have a 4.5 team total. They're really starting to hit the ball. These young kids just don't give an F, and it's good to see. Ahmed Rosario at 41 versus Fried, and then Paul DeJong at 41 versus Spark, but a couple other nice cheapies at the position if you need to save some cash. When you get to 4K and below, you got the likes of Jose Iglesias at 38 versus Ross, Gene Segura at 38 versus Quintana. Quintana's been good. If you want to fade him, go for it. In a GPP, Segura's been great versus lefties, but just remember, Quintana has been better than most of late. Just keep that in mind. Willie Adames at 37 versus Lauer, always a guy we love to target, especially versus lefties, especially for value. And then other than that, just check lineups because there'll be guys that pop up at the shortstop position. Outfield, last but not least, Jordan Alvarez at 58 is a crazy price, but probably accurate against Dylan Cease. You got Mike Trout at 58 versus Williams, both great plays, both phenomenal plays. I got Ketel Marte, Blackman and Coors. Ronald Acuna versus Wheeler, interesting play, but not one of my favorites tonight. You got Belly Bombs versus Yamamoto at 54. Springer, if you're stacking Houston, don't forget him, because now with Jordan Alvarez, many forget about Springer at 5,300. But like the Twins against Chase Anderson is so nice, and it seems to be getting overlooked as we go through this slate. They have a 5.1 team total. Lefty's 253, righty's 361. Max Kepler has been crushing it. He's only 5,100. He's a guy to keep an eye on in that matchup. Jorge Soler's been hitting everything. I like Flaherty a lot, but if you want to get really contrarian, you could look at Soler. Not one of my top plays, but he's definitely an option. Marcell Ozuna's been swinging a really good stick since coming off the IL. 15, 7, 16, 14 in his last four games. $4,900 versus Glenn Sparkman. We've talked about targeting Sparkman before. St. Louis a 5.4 total. Lefty's 367. Righty's 355 versus Sparkman. So Ozuna at 49 is going to be a super low-owned nice play. Eddie Rosario is streaking again, folks. He's finding the long ball over and over again. 14-0, 14-4, 12, 19, 5, 10, 10, 5. So like 8 of his last 10 or 7 of his last 10 double-digit games at 4,900 versus Chase Anderson. Serious appeal in that one. You got Talkman at 48 is okay. Willie Calhoun maybe. But you look at guys like Chris Bryant at 48 versus Vargas. Definite upside in that matchup. Just Dongs at 47 versus Clevenger. He's got some GPP appeal, just like JD Davis, who we talked about earlier, at 47. Sliding on down, Starling Marte is only $4,700 versus Griffin Canning. That's got some upside to it. 20 more points from Marte last night. Just continues to be a very underappreciated ball player. You got Cameron Maybin at 46 versus Means. He's got some upside. Mookie Betts is only 46 versus Clevenger. DK is respecting Clevenger, which they should. I'm not saying they shouldn't. At the same time, Boston's a very good team, so that's going to be a fun one to see how that one plays out. Aristis Aquino is only 46 versus Ross. He went deep again yesterday. He's definitely in play at that price point. But Nick Castellanos at 46 versus Jason Vargas is very nice. The Cubs, they're not getting love on the price point-wise, so they could be a nice value on tonight's slate, so I'm going to keep an eye on there. A few other ones here at the offloads. It's absolutely loaded. This is a great position to ask questions about in the Slack chats. We got like Ian Happ's 4,400. Brian Reynolds only 44 versus Griffin Canning. Reynolds went deep last night. 14 and 21 in his last two. He's averaging over 12 in his last 10. He's a good look there at 4,400. You got Avisel Garcia went deep yesterday. Gets a lefty again tonight. He's 44. It's a very good value as well. Jock Jams in a GPP. Lane Thomas has got the call from St. Louis. He had 30 points in his last game. Really got it done. It's his first start since getting the call. He went 2-for-5 with a grand slam. He's only somewhat viable if you're looking for a GPP because Sparkman's not good. So $4,300 for Thomas does have its appeal. A few other guys to look at. Mazzara hit an absolute moonshot yesterday. If you missed that one, go check that out. An absolute just bomb. Something to keep in mind if you're playing Texas tonight. Nick Senzel's 41. It's got a little GPP appeal to it. Oscar Mercado, probably not. AJ Pollock, if you're stacking the Dodgers at 4K, you could go there. Justin Upton's 4K, struggling a ton, but a decent play versus Trevor Williams. Will Myers, Josh Naylor versus McKay. Will Myers at 4K, I can definitely see as a GPP play in that matchup. Dexter Fowler's been hitting towards the top of the Cardinals lineup. Put up 16 in his last one, 16, 7, and 12 in his last three. $3,900 versus Sparkman. That's a good value. Mission Josh Van Meter at 39. Good value for you as well. A few others to take a peek at. You could look at Roman Quinn at 38 versus Quintana. Jesse Winker at a homer yesterday. He's 38. Good value play versus Ross tonight. Travis Dimmerite at 37 versus Kikuchi. Nice value. Marwin Gonzalez is in play as well. Austin Slater at 37 as a value play versus Anderson. You can look at Victor Robles at 36 versus Alex Wood. Randall Grichuk just keeps hitting home runs. He's 35 in a GPP. You can look that direction. Eloy Jimenez is 34 versus Granke in a GPP. And then where's the big man? Where's he at? Trent Grisham's only 34 versus Martin Perez. Someone to keep in mind. Franmil Reyes, 33 versus Chris Sale. I love Chris Sale, but GPP-wise, 21 from Franmil yesterday as he went deep. Am I saying he's going to take Chris Sale deep? No, but he's a good GPP play at 33 because if anybody can, He's one of them. All right, recapping your pitching up top, Greinke, Kershaw, Boyd, all great plays. Nothing against any of them. Boyd, definitely very, very viable tonight. You got in the middle, Flaherty, Wheeler, McKay, Bumgarner. Bumgarner, great cash game play, all in play. Then down below, Ross, Kikuchi, Fried, Anderson. A little dicier down there. Mix and match and see what fits best for you. When you're looking at your stacks, the Yankees versus John Means is a very, very good one. Good pivot off of Colorado because Colorado and Arizona are both great plays in their own rights. Houston versus Dylan Cease. I see Cease. I see Nova. I think it's going to be Cease, but if it's Nova, it's even better for Houston. So keep that in mind. I think St. Louis versus Glenn Sparkman is a solid, solid pivot as they'll kind of get overlooked in the grand scheme of things. 15-game slate. Ownership gets spread out pretty good, especially a 15-game slate with Coors in play. So keep that in mind. You'll get a lot of low ownership where you usually shouldn't. The Cubs versus Jason Vargas is live. Minnesota's not bad either against Chase Anderson. The list goes on and on. You can get weird with Detroit. That's an option. But some interesting spots to attack on tonight's slate. Let's BVP it up and get out of here. We got Anthony Rendon 12 for 21 with a homer off Alex Wood. That's not bad. Corey Dickerson 6 for 14 with a homer off Quintana. Rhys Hoskins taking him deep as well. Nick Castellanos has two home runs off Jason Vargas. Francisco Lindor 10 for 24 with a double and a homer off Sale. Jose Ramirez 8 for 21 with a double. Carlos Santana 13 for 43, two doubles and a homer. Small group, there's only like 5-6 guys at a face sale, but they've all had pretty good success off of them. Pretty interesting stuff there. Freddie Freeman, 12 for 24, three doubles, two homers off Zach Wheeler. Brian McCann, 5 for 9 with a homer. Flowers, 5 for 9 with a homer. Donaldson, 6 for 10 with a double. Matt Joyce, Acuna have taken them deep. As a team, they're hitting 383 off Wheeler. Atlanta could be sneaky. Could be sneaky. James McCann, 5 for 13, three doubles and a homer off of Cole's. It's supposed to be Greinke tonight. So everywhere I look has Cole, but Greinke's supposed to, they announced Greinke last night when it got rained out, so we'll see. But there is a doubleheader there, so see which game he's pitching. It could be Cole at the nightcap, but I think Cole's got the day game. I think Greinke's got the night game, but I could be wrong. Josh Reddick, 6 for 20, two doubles, two homers off of Nova. See, because Nova could be the early or the late game. So check the doubleheader. Right now, DK has Cease and Greinke as the night game, but everywhere else has Cole and Nova. So keep that in mind. If it's Cole, he's obviously in play just like Greinke is. And if it's Nova, the Astros look even sexier than they did before. So there's your quick analysis on that one. I'd be stacking the hell out of the Astros if it's Ivan Nova. Let's put it that way. Jake Lamb, 6 for 17, three doubles and a homer off Zach Gallen. Escobar, Avila have taken Gallen deep as well. Gray, facing Gray, Gallen's on their team, dummy. Brandon Crawford, 5 for 12, the double off of Anderson. And that'll do it for your BVP, and that will do it for Quick Hits. 15-gamer in the book. Longer than usual because, 15 games. That'll happen. But it's a fun one. Good slate. Go check out fantasysportsdegens.com to get in the Fantasy Degens Slack chat. Lots of stuff going on there. Plus, just dropped a new Bench with Bubba last night, episode 200. It was Bubba and the Batflip, edition 4. Lots of good stuff with Batflip Crazy. But 200 editions of Bench with Bubba. It's been fun. It's been awesome. Got another one coming up tonight to do some wide receiver previews for fantasy football. Got the new Always Pressing BMW Championship preview for your PGA DFS this week. And we'll have much, much more coming your way over there. And then go check out thequantedge.com again. Sign up for the NFL DFS Season Pass for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba and get the rest of MLB free. I highly, highly recommend it if you want to take NFL seriously. But until next time, give a rating and review on iTunes. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 13th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.